We are up to Siman Tav Kuf Tes Vav. Yesterday we finished Tav Kuf Yud Dalet. The conclusion of Siman Tav Kuf Yud Dalet discusses lighting Yontif candles that we went through very briefly, as it appears very briefly in Shulchan Aruch and in the Mishnah Berurah. Dirshu has a gigantic note, two notes on this, more than a whole page, discussing different interesting issues. One of the issues that's discussed is the idea of women saying a Shechianu when they light Yontif candles. That seemed to be the minig, the way it was done by most Jews for most centuries. Some pointed out, I think, I have a feeling it was more in later years, that the Iker Shechianu should be on the coast. And if the Iker Shechianu should be on the coast, and the woman is going to be, is Chayiv and Kiddush, so hopefully she has a husband who's going to make Kiddush for her. And if she doesn't, God forbid, so she makes her own Kiddush. So either way, she has a Shechianu that's going to be made on the coast. So why does she need to make a Shechianu when she lights the candle? So that's all discussion. And bottom line, some women say Shechianu when they light candles, and some women do not say Shechianu when they light candles, and they wait for the Shechianu on the coast. Then there's another discussion. If a woman already said Shechianu, and now she's listening to her husband, so she's not going to say Shechianu again. But let's say her husband's making Kiddush. He says Shechianu. So that Shechianu for her it's not a nice word, but it's basically useless. Like, she doesn't need that Shechianu. She already said the Shechianu. So now the question is she allowed to answer Amen on her husband's Shechianu? Because maybe it's an interruption. If I hear someone make a bar pei etz on an apple in the middle of Kiddush, I can't answer Amen on that. And now I assume the discussion, I don't remember, I imagine the discussion is she's going to drink the Kiddush wine. If she doesn't drink the Kiddush wine, so it shouldn't be a problem at all. But she's going to drink the Kiddush wine. So this Amen will be an interruption between the Bari Pera Guffin, which is the beginning of Kiddush, and the end of Kiddush when you drink the wine. So that's the whole discussion. I think I heard a shiur on this from Rabbi Frand around 28 years ago on a tape. And I vaguely remember him saying, like, you know, we don't see, like, there are some poskim who have issues with it and point out the issue. Other poskim say, no, it's fine. And I think the way Rabbi Frand approached it was just like, you know, this wasn't discussed, you know, 200 years ago. This kind of, it's like all new stuff. Like, she can make her, she can answer Amen, you know. Now, if the women were, right, so we said for generations, the women were probably saying their own Shechianu on the candle lighting. So this would have come up, and it should have been raised hundreds of years ago. And if it wasn't raised hundreds of years ago, that was Rabbi Franz, I think the way he wanted to say, that it's not a problem. Lemaisa, there are big poskim who say that it's not a problem, and the minig is that some women, again, say Shechianu when they light candles. Some wait for Kiddush. Even those that say Shechianu on the candles, for the most part, will answer Amen on their, the minhag is to answer Amen on their husband's bracha. Okay. That was just a touch-up on the end of Tav Kuf Yud Dalet. For those who have a Dirshu Mishnah Berurah, you can look at footnote 42, 43, where it goes on and on and on and on. Okay, but we are going to move into Siman Tav Kuf Tes Vav. Now, this is our last siman, because we started from Tov Kuv Des Zayin, went to the end, and then we started from the beginning. So that's very exciting. But it's a hefty siman that's going to take us at least a week. So, Bezrat Hashem will be zocher to understand it. Okay. So let's start. Now the Mishnah Berurah starts with a huge introduction. The whole page here of Mishnah Berurah is an introduction to this siman. The siman is Tav Kuf Tes Vav, 515. It is entitled Din Dvarim HaBoim B'Yontif Michutz LaTchum, the Din of Things That Are Brought on Yontif Michutz LaTchum. Now I have some special feelings for this siman. I'll just tell you why. Some I remember as a years ago, many, many years ago, as a bacher learning Maseches Beitza and seeing this inside. But more recently, the question we had is that we, B'nai Eretz Yisrael, only keep one day of Yontif, generally. So my wife, the Tzadekes, decided that she was going to cook and bake and make food for Shavuos Yontif Sheni. So then I thought that this was a problem, and I called one of the Rabbanim. Anyway, when we learn the Siman, I think we'll see that it's not a problem at all. But I had a Shaila. Who says that we're, that's assuming Beitar is outside of the Tchum of Yerushalayim, who says that you're allowed to make things and bring Michutz L'Tchum into Yerushalayim and give it to your students on their Yontif Sheni, it came Michutz L'Tchum. So I think we're going to see that that's not what the Siman is talking about at all. But let's just keep that in mind as we learn the Siman. We'll have that Shaila in the back of our heads and see what is the issue of things being brought Michutz L'Tchum. Okay, so let's start. We're starting with the introduction. We're in Tav Kuf Dezvav, and the Mishnah Berurah has a huge whole page introduction. Hine, kodem shenikanes bebir zeh siman. Before we start explaining the siman, as the Mishnah Berurah always does, atik lashon haGemara ubiuro b'derech kitzara. Let's start with. We're going to give an introduction. We're going to start with the Gemara and some Rishonim explaining the Gemara b'kitzer. Not so kitzer, but I guess it's relatively kitzer. Isa, the Gemara in Beitza, Daf Chav Dalet Amud Beis, says as follows. Amar Papa Hilchasa, Nochri Shehevi Doron LiYisrael B'Yantif. A guy brings a gift for a Jew on Yantif. Okay, now there's a few things going on. One is the Chutz L'Tchum aspect. The other is bringing you apples. This is another shiloh we had. I was by my in-laws, also very many years ago. I was first married. And they have relatives who are not from. And they owned their own farm. And they had the most amazing apple trees on their farm. And they came to visit, I don't know if it was Shabbos or Yontif. They drove up and brought us a big case of the most delicious looking apples ever. So that's all sorts of shilas compounded, because now everything is being done not by a guy, but by a Jew. Okay, let's try to stick to the topic. Amra Papa, says the Gemara Beitzach of Dalet Amud Beis. Amra Papa, Hilchasa. Now, halacha is, Nachri Shehevi Daron Liyisrael B'Yantif. A guy brings a gift to a Jew on Yantif. Im Yesh Me Oso Hamin B'Mochubar, Aser, if he's bringing you apples, and apples come attached to a tree. So therefore, it's going to be aser. The apples are aser. Vila erev, and then even after yontif, nami asur b'kadeshe aser. You're also, the apples are going to be aser. We have to see what aser means. Until after yontif, the time it takes to get the apples. Opirish Rashi, what does it mean, Asur? The high Asur, Hainu Mishu Muksa. Rashi explains that we're dealing with Muksa. What does Muksa mean? Mi delo likta me'atmo. The fact that the apples were not picked before Yontif. Aktinu midaite. So it is anything that is attached to a tree when Yontif comes in is, what's the lashon? Aktinu midaite. Mi lashon Muksa. It's out of your mind. It is not prepared for use. It is Muksa. Now, what Muksa, where our ears have to perk up, Reb Shimon doesn't hold for a Muksa on Yontif. Continues the Mishnah Berurah. Va'afilu l'Reb Shimon d'lesay Muksa ba'alma. Even Reb Shimon, who has a much more lenient approach to Muksa than Reb Yehuda does, mo debazeh. Even Reb Shimon agrees if something is attached to a tree, when Yontif comes in, Shabbos or Yontif comes in, it's going to be Muksa. Even Reb Shimon, who officially doesn't hold for a muksa, he agrees with this high-level form of muksa. Umay de ka'amar, and that which the Gemara says, v'la erev eser in b'kadeshe ye'osu. So Rashi explains it's muksa. Now, there is no such thing as muksa b'kadeshe ye'osu. Kadeshe ye'osu means, I have to wait the time it takes after Yontif to do that malacha that was done for me on Yontif. Something's muksa, it means when it's yontif, it's muksa. After yontif, it's not muksa. The kadesh yasu is not relevant, I think, I mean, we'll see, but I don't think it's relevant to muksa. It's more relevant to a guy doing malacha for you, and we don't want you to benefit from what the guy did for you, either because he'll do it again, or the different reasons why it's asa, but it doesn't seem to relate so much to muksa. So Rashi now is going to kind of split his psak. The beginning of the Gemara, he explains as being muksa. But then, so it's also on Shabbos, on Yontif, it didn't on Yontif. It's also on Yontif, because of Muksa. So Muksa, boom, right after Yontif, right after Yontif, you can turn on your phone, you can take your pen, you don't have to wait, you know, the time it takes to, I don't know what, buy the phone. Obviously, that's not relevant. It's a Muksa. Muksa on Yontif, after Yontif, it's not Muksa. Finish. Some people make Havdalah with the cigarette in the mouth. Shem Yirachim. There's no, not Shaykh with Kadesh Yasu. So why is the Gemara tell you, after Yontif, it's still usher until you spend the time it takes to get the apple. So that's with the continuation of it. Umay dika amar, that which it says in the Gemara, v'la erev asur b'kadeshi yasu, pirish Rashi. Rashi explains, you know why it's usher? Kadesh lo yihoni melechas Yontif. You shouldn't benefit from the malacha that the guy did for you on Yontif. Okay? So it's like two things. On Yontif it's usher because of muksa. After Yontif is also because even if right after Yontif I bite into that apple, I benefited from the malacha that the goy did for me on Yontif. Whether that malacha, here we just went mechuber. The malacha is putting up the tree. Now, if it comes mechutz tzum, maybe it relates to, you know, bringing it from mechutz tzum. But right now it seems to just be limited to the tree. Umadik Amr, and that which it says, Bekdeshi Asu Asurim, that it's Asur, the time it takes to get the apple after Yontif, Umashma Dela'acha Kein Mutarim, and it sounds like, but okay, you have to wait, let's say, I don't know. I mean, to cut an apple takes all of 1 second. Scissor, snip. So I don't know exactly what's involved in the Kadeshi Asu. The time it takes to get there, if it's in the Tchum, in theory, I could walk there on Yontif, so that's not benefiting from the Yisr. Is it maybe it's bringing the apple to me? I can't bring the apple to me unless I do the iser of cutting off the apple. So I don't know exactly what's involved. But after this time of Kadesh Yasu, however you calculate this Kadesh Yasu, it's going to be mutter. Hainu afilu le'erev rishon nami afagav didel yontif sheni hu. Mamtim rakadesh Yasu mutter achagach mimanav shach. So he says, he came to you on the first day of Yontif. You're in Chutzlaretz. There's going to be 2 days of Yontif. So you have to wait at the end of the first day of Yontif, B'kadesh Yasu. But you just went into Yontif Sheni. Sounds like it's going to be Mutter on Yontif Sheni. Why would it be Mutter on Yontif Sheni? Maman Avshach. We've already had this Maman Avshach numerous times. Because Yontif Sheni started out as a suffix. And that's how we continue to view it as a suffix. So if the nighttime, if the first day was the real day of Yontif, then the second day is Chol. So I'm allowed to eat the apple. And today is really Chol. And if today is really Yontif, well then, when it was picked this morning, on the first day of Yontif, if the second day is Yontif, then the first day is Erev Yontif. Then it wasn't picked on Yontif at all, and then I don't need to wait at all. So therefore, you have this Maman Avshach, so when it's picked on the first day of Yontif, it's Mutter Leil Yontif Sheni, on the second night of Yontif, even though it's Yontif, it's going to be Mutter after Kadesh Yasu. It turns out that it was as if it was picked the Yom Chol, because you can't really have both days being Yontif. Most Rishonim agree with this approach, Rashi's approach in the sugya. However, the Yesh Min Rishonim Shapirshu, but there are Rishonim that have explained Mi De Ka'amar Kedei Sheye Asu. From the fact that it says Kedei Sheye Asu, Mashma Deba'in Zvan Haroi Lasia. Kedei Sheye Asu means what? I wait the time it takes to do this. That's not 10 minutes. It means I wait the time it takes to pick an apple, let's say, and bring it to the house. Well, I can't pick an apple. It's Yontif Sheni. So it's not Shayach Kadesh Yasu on Leil Yontif Sheni, because I'm not going to pick the apple now either, so I'd have to wait till after Motzah Yontif Sheni. The Ainu Leil Yontif Sheni Kadesh Yasu Zman Chol Bari Lasia. So according to Rashi, you could just use it already the second night of Yontif. It's fine, just wait the 10 minutes, let's say. But according to others, they say, no, how does it have to wait to 10 minutes? You have to wait to a time where you can pick the apple and bring it to your house. You can't pick the apple on Yantif Sheni, so therefore the Kadeshia also is not Motzoi first day Yantif, it's Motzoi second day Yantif. The time of the reason is the Lafika Chachmiru Chachamim, Lasa Kola Yom Sheni. The reason is, why did Chazal ask the second day? B'kidei Asiya. Why did Chazal make it Aser according to these Rishonim? The E'amar is the Mutar Motzai Yantif. Because if you're going to say that it's Mutar Motzai Yantif Rishon, so then I'm benefiting from the Malacha that was done on Yantif. Because I can't do it now either. So, Chayshina, we're afraid. Shema Yomar Lagoi B'Yantif Rishon, Lechu Lekotli, Kadeshu Chalechom and B'Sheni. So, part of the fear, I mean, that's another discussion, but the reason you have to wait, Kadei Sheyos, is not to benefit from what the guy did for you. Why not to benefit? Because I don't want you to ask the guy to do it for you. You know, that has the Amir La'akum Shavuos, this is the Rabban to ask the guy to do it for you. And therefore, if I can't benefit from it, there's no point in asking the guy to do it. If I can benefit, then there is a point to asking the guy to do it, and we're afraid that you're going to do that. So, to wait till the Motzah Yantav Rishon, and now it's Yantav Sheni, Kadesh Yasa doesn't help me because I'm still in a Yantav Sheni. I can't do it myself and I will be benefiting from having the guy to do it. So the next Yantav also, I'll ask the guy to do it for me, Yantav Rishon. He'll come on Yantav Rishon afternoon. I won't touch it till Lel Yantav Sheni and now I'm, it's just encouraging me to ask the guy to do it. And therefore, those other Rishonim hold that it's Aser not only Motzah Yantav Rishon, but it's Aser until it's Aser. Even Motzah Yantav Sheni B'Kadesh Yaseh until it's no longer Yantav and you can actually do it yourself. V'yesh od nafkimina ben elo hashitos. There are other nafkimina. There's another nafkimina here. Dele Rashi v'siyato shelo depishu datam shechmir B'Kadesh Yaseh K'Kadesh Yaseh Melachas Yantav. According to Rashi and his Chabura, that the reason it's Aser B'Kadesh Yaseh is that you don't benefit from Melachas Dana Yantav. So then this will be aser not only for me. The guy brought it for me. He's my business associate. He brought it for me. But he didn't bring it for my next neighbor. So for me, it's aser. I invite my next neighbor. Help yourself to the apples. It's aser for me. It's not aser for you. But if it's kideish lo yehone, you're not going to be nene from malacha that the goy did for a Jew on Yantif, then it doesn't matter if it's me or my neighbor. It's also for all Jews to benefit from the malacha that the goy did for the Jew on Yantif. But according to the other Rishonim, that the Iker reason is that we don't want to encourage you to go tell the guy to do something on Yantif. Yesh mina poskin dispiralu, so even this is not agreed upon by this side. But yesh, there are poskin who hold. The whole thing is that we're afraid you're going to come tell to the goy to do something so that you can be benefit later on. That's only for the person for whom it was brought. That's only relevant to me. But my next door neighbor, it's not relevant to him. I can't benefit, and that's why I don't gain anything by telling the guy to do it. That's the point. But the fact that you're benefiting, that's not going to inspire me to go tell the guy to do it on Yantav. I'm not benefiting. Well, maybe I'll tell the guy to do it to help my neighbor. I'm a Baal Chesed. Nah. There's a rule. A person only sins if he himself is going to benefit. You don't sin in order for your chesed doesn't go so far. A person sins, he has the etara, he wants to benefit personally. But he's not going to do an avera in order for his neighbor to benefit. And therefore, over here, the point is to discourage you from asking the guy to do it. That's only relevant to the person who violated and told the guy to do it, but you can give it to the neighbor. Oh, maybe you'll do it in order to help your neighbor? No, ain't adam choteva the law. A person doesn't sin in order to help the neighbor. He only sins to help himself. And therefore, according to this tzad, it would only be also for the person who asked we don't know if he asked, he didn't ask him to do it in this case, but it was brought for him. Once it's brought for him, so it's going to be also because we don't want to encourage you to ask the guy to do it for you. But to have the neighbor benefit, that would be okay. But if the issur is that you shouldn't benefit from malacha that a guy does for a Jew on Yontif, then that's relevant to all Jews, and it'll be also even for the neighbor.
Okay,
so this second opinion has a chumrah in that you have to wait till Motzai Yontif Sheni Kadei Sheyasa, because otherwise you're benefiting. But the kula is only I'm not a benefit because they don't want to encourage me to be over an Amir Lagum, but I can give it to the neighbor. It's only
going
to be also the first day Mishum Muksa. It's only an Isser Muksa according to this opinion. Right, so that's why we're juggling two things. We're juggling Muksa, and we're juggling benefiting from the guy, which is either because it's Stam you're not allowed to benefit, or because it's going to encourage me to be over on Amir La'akum. And we're kind of juggling both. Now, it's brought the first day on Yontif for me. So it's really two things going on at the same time. If I eat it, first of all, I violated Isser Muksa. And secondly, I'm benefiting from what the guy did. But we're only focusing on the benefit when it comes to Motzai Yontif. Motzai Yontif Rishon, Motzai Yontif Sheni, Kidei Shei Aseh. On Yontif itself, we just look at the fact that it's Muksa. So now when we're dealing with the neighbors, and we're going with the second opinion that it's not an Isra of Hana, but we don't want to encourage you to be over an Amir La'akum. That's only relevant for the one for whom it was brought. So for the neighbors, it's going to be mutter. And not only is it going to be mutter for the neighbors on Yontif Sheni, it's going to be mutter miyad, immediately on Motzai Yontif Rishon, it's going to be mutter for the neighbors. Because by the neighbor, it's only an Issa Muksa. And as we said before, the Issa Muksa disappears at Abdallah. Baruch Hamav de Mikar Shachol. Poof! The Isser Muksa disappears, there is no such thing as Kadei Sheyasa by the Isser Muksa, and that's all you have by the neighbor, according to this second opinion. However, the Yesh Minat Poskim Shesorvim, the Gam Lashita Zuh Isser Kadei Sheyasa Kolal Bein Lo Bein Lacher. But there are others, Ua Machmir, so even according to the second opinion, you have to wait Kadei Sheyasa. It's not just an Isser Muksa, and it's relevant not only for the one for whom it was brought, it's also relevant to the neighbors. Period. Okay, so we're going to see as we go through the Simen these things coming up. Lahalacha, see how we paskin, mechaber, ramah, different opinions. Okay. Continues the introduction. Od Isa Sham. The Gemara. The Gemara continues. So up to now, basically, in terms of Yontif, we're talking about the Isser Muksa. Odis is going, Im Eim Oso Amin B'Mukhubr. He didn't bring you something, he didn't bring an apple that's attached to the tree. He brought you, what did he bring you? He brought you forks and knives. Forks and knives are not attached to the tree. We're not afraid the fork was manufactured today. So if he brought it, Tocha Tchum, Mutter. If he brought it from within the Tchum, it's going to be Mutter. But if he brought it michutz la'tchum, it's going to be aser. If he brought it from outside the tchum, you have 2,000 amas, you're allowed to walk. More than that, you're not allowed to walk. It's an issa d'rabbanan. There's a larger tchum, which is questionably daraisa. But the 2,000 amas, you're not allowed to walk outside the city. That, everyone agrees, is an issa d'rabbanan. So here, if the guy is bringing you something that came from inside the tchum, it's mutter. If it came from outside the tchum, it's going to be aser. What does it mean? Aser, v'hai aser, his scheme of poskim to rak le'echol le'honos mizeh. Aval betoto mutter. Okay, so I gave a bad example. The example of the fork is not a good example. We're dealing with something that is edible. He brought you a kosher egg, whatever, a chicken's egg. He brought you something that's edible. Aser means you're not allowed to eat it and you're not allowed to benefit, but you are allowed to move it. It's not muksa. V'nei. The Gemara doesn't say when something's brought mechutz atchum that you have to wait kidei she'yase. Shma mina, we see from here, the bitchumin hekelu, that Chazal were more makel when the guy brings you something mechutz atchum than when the guy brings you something that was attached to a tree. The bitchumin hekelu, they were lenient by tchumin de ein tzarch lahamtin the erev kidei she'yase, that you don't need to wait after Yontif, b'kidei she'yasu, the time it takes to get it yourself. Aval, Rov Harishonim is kinu de gambaze tzarech latin the erev b'kdei she'asu. Most Rishonim hold there's no difference between the apple that was attached to the tree when Yontif started and the egg that came michutz l'tchum. And the Rov Harishonim is kinu de gambaze tzarech latin the erev b'kdei she'asu. That you have to wait. Ach, b'zeh afilosin hanogin lahachmir d'inyi mukhubar k'dei ha'shniya. But even those that are machmir, like the second opinion that we said, let's see, the intchumin nagin loka k'dei rishonu. There is the hamti b'gdei shasal erev yontif rishon mil vat. That by tchum we're make we don't make you wait till after yontif sheni. He says, the mini is only to be also yontif rishon, and the motzoi yontif rishon, according to this opinion, after b'kadei she'ase, it's going to be mutter. So that's one kulia by Truman. You don't have to wait till motzoi yontif sheni. It's enough motzoi yontif rishon b'kadei she'ase, the time it takes to bring the thing from outside of the tchum. Od yesh kula le'in tchumin. There's another kula that we have by tchumin. Da ba b'shul Yisrael zeh. If he brings it for Reuven, mutar shel acher le'achol oso adar v'pidu bo b'yom. Reuven is not allowed to eat it, but his neighbor Shimon is allowed to eat it. Mikom mokom, ein letato chutz la'arba amos, mimokom she'iniach ha'goy es ha'davar. But there's still a tchum issue, and therefore things are shayach to a tchum as well. That's the whole discussion. If a guy's things are shayach to a tchum, all the sugyas and erevin, hefker things are shayach to a tchum. But here he says that it's shayach a tchum, and you're not allowed to carry the object. I mean, Reuven's not allowed to eat it at all. But it's not muksu, he said, right? It's not muksu. It's not allowed to eat it. Shimon is even allowed to eat it. But Reuven and Shimon are both not allowed to carry it outside his dalet amos. In a halacha, when a person leaves, you have 2,000 amos outside the city. It's a large area. You don't even know it exists usually, unless you're in a bungalow colony. You come out there and you have a baby and you have to go from Beit Har to Yerushalayim. And then maybe it's outside the chum, maybe it's not. That's a whole discussion. But it's not something that's usually so relevant. But once something leaves its tchum, then you're kind of locked into the Dalet Amos. So these eggs will be locked into the Dalet Amos. But Levad miniach b'bayis, but if he left it in a house, so then the whole house is considered Dalet Amos. O be'ir ha'misukenes be'erevin, if he left it inside the Erev, so then the whole city is considered Dalet Amos, so it's not going to be a problem at all. Dechoshiv kula ka'arba amos. The ato novel the virus is in the zeb as a shamius barach. So we will stop here with the Mishabru's big introduction to Siman Tov Kuv Tezva.